Okay, Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Convening roll for the second day, October 11th, 2017. Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Bightman.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bovey.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Excused.
Burkhart, excused. Bird. Bird. Excused. Clausen.
Here.
Clem.
Excused.
Excused. Connolly.
Here.
Court.
Here.
Crank.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund. Eklund.
Excused.
Excused. Air.
Here.
Flitner.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Furphy.
Here.
Garou. Gray.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Haley.
Here.
Hallinan.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Henderson.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Kinner.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Larson Lloyd.
Excused.
Excused. Larson Dan.
Here.
Lindholm.
Here.
Lone.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
McGuire. Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Nicholas.
Excused.
Excused. Northrup.
Here.
Obermuller.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Pelkey.
Here.
Piperinen.
Here.
Pannell.
Here.
Salazar.
Here.
Schwartz.
Excuse.
Schwartz. Excused. Summers.
Excused.
Excused. Steinmetz.
Here.
Sweeney.
Here.
Walters.
Excused.
Excused. Wilson.
Excused.
Excused. Winters.
Here.
Zwanitzer.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Members, and I would just remind us all and the public that's listening in to the roll call that our Appropriations Committee is the only committee that meets jointly once the session starts, and so their work will continue off the floor, meeting as a joint committee with their Senate counterparts. They're meeting as we speak. They will generally meet for the next couple of weeks during all of general file and second reading, and unless they're running amendments, those kind of things, and we'll certainly be here for third reading roll call. So that's why you see the large number excused, and we have a couple of members who are ill. And so just want to make sure we're all aware of that.
I have two changes. We have
two changes. Go ahead.
Bird is here.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
We have 51 present, 9 excused.
Okay, thank you, Chief Clerk. Okay, we're joined today with Father Caney to deliver our daily prayer. And so we appreciate you being here, Father. Please rise.
Be diligent. Reading from Hebrews chapter 6, 11. But we do strongly and earnestly desire for each of you to show the same diligence and sincerity in realizing and enjoying the full assurances and development of your hope until the end. A diligent person is always attentive, always persistent. They look at each detail. They are hard workers. They are not afraid to study an issue, a policy, the law, the facts, a new challenge. They do this because they want to accomplish a goal. An accomplished goal or goals can bring good fruit to a community. An accomplished goal can build up a community and give it hope. Let us pray that each person in this legislative body uses their knowledge and skills with persevering attention. May you be diligent in your prayer. May you be diligent in your listening. May you be diligent as a legislative body so that you might truly accomplish the work of the people of Wyoming. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball!
Okay.
Thank you. but it works.
Representative Lindholm.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the 64th, I got the honor of presenting to you. We've got our city clerk from Sundance, Wyoming. We also have two city councilmen from Sundance, Joe Wilson and Janet McClain. If you guys could stand up for the 64th.
Hey, welcome to the House. Yeah. Well, welcome to the House. We appreciate you traveling all the way from Sundance. Go Bulldogs. And appreciate you being here today. Okay. Journal Committee reports.
Mr. Chairman, your Journal Committee report that the Journal of February 10, 2017 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by the Journal Committee, Representative Garou and Representative Gray.
Okay, thank you. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, message number one. The Senate 64th Wyoming State Legislature General Session has now been called to order by President Eli Bebout and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Okay, thank you. And our Doctor of the Day, I'm sorry. We have a couple messages from our brothers and sisters down the hall.
We have several messages. Message number two. Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the following named persons are duly appointed new members of the Senate of the 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming. Senate District 2, Senator Brian Boner. Senate District 4, Senator Tara Nethercott. Senate District 6, Senator Anthony Burchard. Senate District 8, Senator Afi Ellis. Senate District 10, Senator Glenn Moniz. Senate District 12, Senator Lisa Anselmi Dalton. Senate District 14, Senator Fred Baldwin. Senate District 16, Senator Dan Dockstader. Senate District 18, Senator Henry H.R. Hank Coe. Senate District 20, Senator Wyatt Agar. Senate District 22, Senator Dave Kinski. Senate District 24, Senator Michael von Fladern. Senate District 26, Senator Eli Bebout. Senate District 28, Senator James Lee Anderson. And Senate District 30, Senator Charles Scott. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number three. Mr. Speaker, the following are the offices of the Senate for the 64th Wyoming State Legislature. Senator Eli Bebout, President. Senator Michael von Fladern, Vice President. Senator Drew Perkins, Majority Floor Leader. Senator Chris Rothfuss, Minority Floor Leader. Senator John Hastert, Minority Whip. Senator Lisa Anselmi Dalton, Minority Caucus Chairman. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number four. Mr. Speaker, the following named persons are the Senate employees of the 64th Wyoming State Legislature. Ellen Thompson, Chief Clerk. Cheryl Brown, Assistant Chief Clerk. Judy Parks, Staff Supervisor. Bernice Gerard, Assistant Staff Supervisor. Linda Bailey, Journal Clerk. Randy Fetzer, Reading Clerk. Kelly Wilmarth, Floor Computer Clerk. Darlene Gallegos, Leadership Secretary. Diana Williamson, Attorney's Secretary. Kathleen Kalasinski, Telephone Hotline Receptionist. Kathy Ellis, Judiciary Secretary, Senate Historian. Vicki Winders, Appropriations Secretary. Dick Morrison, Education Revenue Secretary. Addie Caballos, Agriculture Travel Secretary. Sherry McDowell, Minerals and Minority Secretary. Georgia George, Corporations Secretary. Naomi McGowan, Labor, Transportation Secretary. Catherine Heaton, Bill Collator. Belle Henrich, Clerical Support Staff. Marty Curl, Messenger. Linda Pulse, Page. Jackie Whitehead, Page. Larry Hoopman, Sergeant in Arms. John Black, Doorman. John Lynch, Doorman. Ron Kosicki, Watchperson. Jean Schaaf, Watchperson. Aaron Lovato, Student Page. Father Tom Cronkleton, Chaplain. Signed, Alan Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 5. Mr. Speaker, this is to inform you that the Senate has adopted the Permanent Senate and Joint Rules of the 63rd Wyoming State Legislature as the Temporary Senate and Joint Rules of the 64th Wyoming State Legislature General Session. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 6. Mr. Speaker, the President of the Senate has appointed the following standing committees. Committee number 1, Judiciary. Committee number 2, Appropriations. Committee number 3, Revenue. Committee number 4, Education. Committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources. Committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife and Cultural Resources. Committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development. Committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services. Committee number 11, Journal. Committee number 12, Rules and Procedure. Signed, Ellen Thomas, Senate Chief Clerk.
Okay, our doctor of the day is Dr. Larry Kirvin, and I believe he is working both ends of the chamber, so he is here, and we appreciate him today. And now we are on that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Okay, the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 18.
House Bill 18, introduced by Judiciary, an act relating to child protection.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to child protection.
House Bill 18 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 94.
House Bill 94, Criminal Justice Reform.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal justice, introduced by Judiciary.
House Bill 94 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill is House Bill 15.
House Bill 15, introduced by Judiciary, an act relating to sex offender registration.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sex offender registration. Yes.
House Bill 15 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 79.
House Bill 79, introduced by Appropriations, State Funds Equality Investment Pool.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public funds.
House Bill 79 has been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 59.
House Bill 59, introduced by Appropriations, Higher Education Fiscal Procedure Amendment.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education.
House Bill 59 has been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 58.
House Bill 58, introduced by Appropriations, School Facilities Appropriations.
First reading of the bill.
an act relating to school facility projects.
House Bill 58 has been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 45.
House Bill 45, introduced by Appropriations, Judicial Branch Budget Processes.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to courts.
House Bill Number 45 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10.
House Bill 10, introduced by Revenue, Oil, and Gas Tax Reporting.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to oil and gas taxation.
House Bill Number 10 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 11.
House Bill 11, introduced by Revenue, Discounted Cash Flow Implementation Process.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Department of Revenue.
House Bill Number 11 has been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 27.
House Bill 27, introduced by School Facilities, School Facility Property Insurance.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school facilities.
House Bill Number 27 has been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 37.
House Bill 37, introduced by Education, Teacher Accountability.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to teacher accountability.
House Bill 37 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 39.
House Bill 39, introduced by Education, Education Resident Tuition Reimbursement.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to resident tuition reimbursement for K-12 public schools.
House Bill Number 39 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40.
House Bill 40, introduced by Statewide Education, Education Accountability.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to education accountability.
House Bill Number 40 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill 24, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water.
House Bill Number 5 is referred to Committee, House Bill 24 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86.
House Bill 86, introduced by Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, Omnibus Water Bill Construction.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water development projects.
House Bill 86 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 30.
House Bill 30, referred by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, State Parks and Sites Fees.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state parks, historic sites, archaeological sites, and recreation areas.
House Bill Number 30 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32, introduced by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, Ski Safety Act.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to skiing.
House Bill Number 32 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 6.
House Bill 6, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Principle-Based Reserving.
House Bill Number 6 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7.
House Bill 7, introduced from Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Credit for Reinsurance.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance.
House Bill 7 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 14.
House Bill 14, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Insurance Code Amendments.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance.
House Bill Number 14 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 22.
House Bill 22, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, business entities communications contact.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to business entities.
House Bill 22 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 28.
House Bill 28, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Approved depositories for public funds.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public depositories.
House Bill 28 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 29.
House Bill 29, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Deposits by Political Subdivisions.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public funds.
House Bill 29 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill 43, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Board of Insurance Examiners, repeal.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance producers and adjusters.
House Bill 43 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Board of Professional Engineers and Land Surveyors.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to professional engineers and land surveyors.
House Bill number 44 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Governmental Immunity Cooperative Transportation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to governmental claims.
House Bill 52 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53.
House Bill 53, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Vehicle Registration, Rebuttal Presumption.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
House Bill 53 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Public Safety, Communications, Reorganization.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Public Safety Communications Commission.
House Bill number 65 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78.
House Bill 78, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Salvage title updates.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle certificates of title.
House Bill 78 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 95.
House Bill 95, introduced by Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs. Vehicle registration penalties.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
House Bill 95 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Okay, we're at that order of business. Are there any committee announcements? Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10 will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment to consider House Bill 71 in our normal committee room. Thank you.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow upon noon recess in Jonah Room L54 to tackle four committee bills, including House Bill 6, PBR, House Bill 7, Credit for Reinsurance, House Bill 14, Insurance Code Amendments, and House Bill 43, the Board of Insurance Examiners Repeal.
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet Thursday upon adjournment in the same room we have the organizational meeting in to study House Bills 51, 64, and 66. Thank you.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Jonah Room H38. We'll have an organizational meeting, and following that, we'll consider House Bill 16, Small Claims Appearance Fees, and House Bill 17, Adult Protective Orders Time Limit Extension.
Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Education number 4 will meet today upon adjournment. We're first going to do an organization get to know the rules and everything, and then we're going to work on House Bill 42 and House Bill 38. Thank you.
Chairman Kirkbride, did you have...
I have a privilege if this would be an appropriate time.
Are there any more committee announcements? Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number two, appropriations, will meet on adjournment and at 8 o'clock and at noon and at 4 o'clock tomorrow on adjournment, continuing our budget work.
Thank you, Chairman. Vice Chair Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number five, agriculture, will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in room, I don't have that with me at the moment. 833, thank you, to discuss House Bill 25 and 26, amendments to dry bean commission and pine beetles and also for orientation. And then furthermore, we will be meeting in a joint session with the Senate Ag Committee and anyone else who would like to attend over in L54 upon adjournment tomorrow afternoon to have a discussion with the Ag Department about budget and other issues. So anyone is welcome to show up. Thank you.
Okay. Any further committee announcements? Okay. Any further committee announcements? Okay. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you. Privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you very much. In your inbox, there was a flyer for the legislature's weekly prayer breakfast, which starts tomorrow morning at 6:30 in room L51, where we'll be hearing from Reverend Dave Carlson of the Evangelical Free Church here in Cheyenne. The prayer breakfast has been meeting on Thursdays during the session for literally decades. I believe it has a good history. It was organized by our friend Representative Lockhart while he was still here, and he has passed the mantle to me. And the purpose, of course, is to provide a little perspective on our governing and find the intersection with that and following God. And I'd welcome all you there. If you can't stay for the whole thing and need to leave at 7:10, you can leave at 7:10. It's not that formal, but we have breakfast for $5. We have the speaker and a little, hopefully, stress-free time with one another. If anybody's interested in being reminded each week by email, I send out a little notification. So please get in touch with me, and I'll put you on my list. Hope to see many of you tomorrow morning at 6:30. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Kirkbride. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in your boxes, some of you received an invitation to the governor's residence. And this will occur throughout the session. Different groups of legislators will get an invitation to a reception at the governor's residence. And in the past, we've had, sometimes we haven't been very proper about responding to the governor's invitation. So please, when you get these, if you're not able to attend because of some obligation or something, let them know. And if you are, certainly, I think you'll find it a very nice evening in a reception-type atmosphere with lots of folks from the executive branch and even the judiciary. A nice evening to have some conversation in a different setting. So please be cordial with our executive branch and this fine opportunity we have to engage with them. So please RSVP. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman Barlow. Are there any other announcements or privileges? And before we adjourn...
Announcement.
Okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Just a reminder that the Northern Arapaho Tribe Legislature meet and greet is tonight at 6 o'clock. Please stop by if you can. There will be board members of both tribes at this tonight. So I think they may have some gaming tables there for you to play with, too. So it might be interesting. So please try to stop by for a few minutes and say hello to our Wyoming tribes.
Okay, any other privilege of the floor? Before we adjourn and before the Wyoming Cowboys play Utah State tonight, and we've had a tradition here where we all stand up and join in on singing our fight song, and so we're led, very ably led, by our two representatives. And so, gentlemen, thank you, and here we go.
Dragging you to the saddle as you swing, back and forth in the saddle.
Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, January 12, 2017.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The House is adjourned. Okay, members, now that we're adjourned, just one quick message. If you need some help, some IT help with the legislative intranet, those kind of things, Jamie, why don't you make the announcement? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We were looking at the counts for the bill drafts right now, and we have about 125 bill drafts right now waiting for sponsor approval to be numbered. And some of this issues might be with the system, with it being brand new. And we're here to help you. If you have any questions on that, or if you need any assistance to get in, or anything of that sort. But we would like to be able to start moving some of these bills along so we don't have them at the very last minute of proofing the bills and getting them numbered on the last day. But I'm here to help if any of you need any assistance on that.
He'll be around the house. Jamie will be around the house to come help you as needed. So just basically raise your hand, come seek him out, those kind of things. He'll stay.